Even 4 years after release, Vacheron Constantin's Historiques 222 remains a hit among celebrities. The elegant gold wristwatch, launched in 2022 as a modern successor to the 1970s original, has graced the wrists of A-listers such as Brad Pitt, Usher, Jonah Hill, LeBron James, and Michael B. Jordan over the past half decade. This week, we also clocked it on actor Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. That's not all on the celeb watch front. Ewan McGregor rocked a classic Panerai that, rather refreshingly, came from his own collection. Adam Scott sported his trusty Rolex Datejust, Buckley. Central C showed off a six-figure Richard Mille. 50 Cent flexed a custom Rolex Day-Date inspired by his late father. Noah Lalonde strapped on a Tag Heuer Carrera. And last but not least, Carlos King donned a Rolex Submariner Date. Below are the best watch flexes of the week. 50 Cent, custom Rolex Day-Date. The Rolex Day-Date that 50 Cent showed off on The Tonight Show isn't your typical president. The custom piece has the face of the rapper's late grandfather at the center of the dial, surrounded by diamond hour markers. He showed off the gold one-off in an Instagram video he shared in late 2024. "New timepiece," he says in the clip. "Got my old man in there." In the caption, he added, "Our time here is limited. I want to thank you in advance for not wasting mine." A regular gold Day-Date with a black dial and diamond markers will cost you $55,150. Adam Scott, Rolex Datejust Buckley. After strapping on pieces by Jaeger LeCoultre and Vacheron, Adam Scott has wound up returning to his faithful Rolex. It looks like the same piece he wore in a LA Times profile in 2025. Released in the mid-1970s, this particular Datejust, Ref. 16,030, features the all-important Buckley dial with painted Roman numerals rather than traditional applied metal indices. The nickname comes from one John Buckley, a collector and dealer based in NYC, who is a big fan of this dial type. Expect to pay around $5,000 for a similar example. Carlos King, Rolex Submariner Date. Carlos King, CEO of television production company Kingdom Rain Entertainment, kept it classic for the AAFCA TV honor ceremony, wearing a gold Rolex Submariner Date, Ref. 126,618 LN, the crown released in 2020. You know the drill? A 41 case and oyster bracelet in 18 karat yellow gold, a black cerachrome bezel with 60-minute graduations, and a black dial with large luminescent markers and a date window at 3 o'clock. It'll set you back $50,900, thanks to the crown bumping up gold references. Central C, Richard Mille RM6702. Central C wearing one six-figure Richard Mille actually feels kind of restrained, given the British rapper previously flexed four at once. The watch is one of three iterations of the RM6702 Richard Mille, released in 2018 in honor of a trio of pro athletes. Paying homage to French alpine ski racer Alexis Pincherault, who notched 34 World Cup victories before retiring this year, features a white quartz TPT case, a skeletonized dial with blue and red accents, and a blue or red strap. Weighing just 32 grams, the RM6702 is the lightest automatic watch in Richard Mille's collection. The Pincherault edition had an original retail price of around $185,000, but can sell for double that on the secondary market. Ewan McGregor, Panerai Luminar Base. Ewan McGregor was all about that base, the Panerai Luminar Base, that is, at the world premiere of The End of Oak Street in LA on Sunday. The PAM00112, or simply PAM112 to the Panaristi, is perhaps the purest expression of the Officine's modern design DNA. Originally released in 2002, the watch forgoes fancy complications in favor of a simple two-hand, sandwich dial. That is housed in a large 40-form steel case, with the legendary device protecting the crown. It was discontinued after roughly a decade, replaced by models equipped with Panerai's in-house movements. You can pick one up for around $5,000 on sites like Chrono 24. Noah Lalonde, Tag Heuer Carrera Astronomer. Young star Noah Lalonde fittingly wore a Tag Heuer Carrera Astronomer to Netflix's End of Summer Bash. Released in late 2025, The timepiece is inspired by astronaut John Glenn's historic Mercury Atlas 6 mission in 1962, during which he wore a modified Heuer stopwatch on his wrist. Inside the 39 steel case lies a silver sunray dial with a moon phase complication at 6 o'clock, showing the lunar cycle in intricate detail. You can pick one up for a relatively modest $4,950. Yahya Abdulmateen II, Vacherin Constantin Historiques 222. Yahya Abdulmateen II pledged allegiance to the exclusive 222 Club at an event in Hollywood this week. Released in 2022, the Historiques 222 is a glitzy, modern take on the original 222 that VC released in 1977 to celebrate the Masons' 222nd anniversary. The contemporary reissue features a monoblock tonneau-shaped 37 case, a grooved bezel, a gold-tone dial, and a gold-integrated bracelet. You'll also spot VC's signature Maltese cross at 5 o'clock. The original 222 was highly coveted, with only a few thousand made during the 8-year production run. The modern successor isn't limited, but is still difficult to acquire due to the Masons' manufacturing capacity. It's also a boutique exclusive. The watch will set you back $86,500. If you can get your hands on one, that is.